Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Fascinating.
For over 30 years and still, your inside look into boxing and mixed martial arts.
What the hell's going on out here?
Heard live around the world and brought to you by the World Boxing Organization.
Yeah.
And now, live from the Ring Talk Studios in San Francisco, here's the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! And Foreman is as poised as can be!
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos! Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, emanating from the Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez, the reigning, undefeated, often imitated, but truly never duplicated, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airways, folks. Having defended that title for better than three decades. Let's tell the truth, 35 years. So, we're going to have fun in this hour, talking MMA and boxing. Of course, I'll bring in Johnny Sigg in a little while. We'll hear from the interim, or the former interim lightweight champion of the UFC. I'm talking about Tony Ferguson, involved in a major brawl last night with Anthony Pettis. I mean, it was probably one of the ugliest fights I've ever seen in my life. And we'll talk about a corner not stopping the fight in depth. That's right. A corner is supposed to be there to protect the fighter, not just to give him water and to give him an ice cube or something like that. No, you're supposed to protect your guy, okay? Last night, that corner failed miserably in protecting Anthony Pettis, the former lightweight champion. So we'll hear from Tony Ferguson, and we'll take out a couple of his F-bombs, because the post-fight interviews last night between Pettis and Ferguson, I think there was a combined 22 F-bombs between the two guys in two interviews. Come on, man. We don't need that. There's kids watching. Besides, it shows your lack of smarts. You're tuned in to the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network, Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the Sunday edition. 2 hours, of course, comes to you 11 a.m. Pacific time for 2 hours. That's 2 p.m. Eastern time. Yeah, 2 p.m. Eastern time. Live in New York City, baby. Live on the fabulous internet. You can always check out our work at sportsbyline.com. But you're here live, and I thank you so much because, you know, there's a million places in the world you'd be right now, but you listen to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Johnny Sigg will be up in a little while, as will Tony Ferguson. You're tuned to the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Drowning in IRS debt? If you can't afford to pay your IRS debt due to economic hardship, you can now be free of IRS collection efforts by taking advantage of a special IRS tax hardship program. This program allows Americans who owe the IRS to resolve their delinquent tax debt once and for all. In some cases, maybe even reducing what you owe significantly. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Simply dial 800-426-3569. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back or have years of unfiled tax returns, help is standing by. Just call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-426-3569 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-426-3569 to see if you qualify. That's 800-426-3569.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call
That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
Now, back to Pedro Fernandez with the MMA Hour.
Let's look at the numbers. UFC 226 in the rearview mirror. Of course, Khabib stopping Conor McGregor's submission. A rear and neck, I take it back, was a neck crank. Basically, a choke. 3 minutes and 3 seconds in round number four. A dominating effort, of course, by Khabib. No doubt about it. Now 27-0. Tony Ferguson in the co-feature, defeating Anthony Pettis. It was a corner stoppage. Actually, it was a fighter stoppage because the corner didn't have enough balls to stop the fight. I'll get into that in a little bit. A light heavyweight bout on the same card. Dominic Reyes dominated Ovince St. Preux, the former light heavyweight title challenger to John Jones, 30-27 across the board. In fact, I thought he was knocked out at the final bell, but somehow the referee gave him a pass and it went to a decision. Derek Lewis beat up on Alexander Volkov. It was a knockout in the third round, 4:49 in. And round out the pay-per-view end of the card, Michelle Waterson defeated Felice Herrig with a unanimous nod across the board in a women's 115-pound strawweight bout. The prelim card on Fox Sports 1, Jessica Formiga was a big winner over Sergio Pettis. A bad night for the Pettis brothers. Of course, Anthony Pettis, the aforementioned Anthony Pettis, a former lightweight champion, he lost to Tony Ferguson. It was brutal. And, of course, Sergio Pettis lost a unanimous nod across the board to Jessica Formiga. Vicente Luque was the winner over Jillian Turner, and Aspen Ladd beat Tanya Evinger. Basically, the rest of the card, a bunch of hobos. Take it back. Nick Lentz defeated Gray Maynard in, lightweight bout. These guys got to be like 95 years old apiece. TKO head kick and punches in the second round, 2-119 in. And Tony Martin beat Ryan LaFleur with a KO, a kick, head and punches, head kick and punches. That was in the third round, a minute in. So that is the UFC results. The events, the fighters' benefits. Fight of the night went to Tony Ferguson and Anthony Pettis. Performance tonight means they each got $50,000 and each extra. And Derek Lewis and Aspen Ladd got performance tonight. So the UFC gave away about $160,000, $200,000 in bonuses. Big deal when they made zillions of dollars. In fact, the money made on this card is just we won't know for a long time. Let me tell you, $17,200,000 was the live gate at the T-Mobile Arena in Paradise, Nevada. 20,000 people, 20,034 to be exact. That was the attendance. Total gaze, it says $17.2 million. That's a lot of money. That's why whether they want to dump on Khabib, the Nevada City Athletic Commission wants to say, you're done. I don't think so. I think money is going to prevail here. Just like it has every other time there's been boxing or a controversy as far as boxing in Las Vegas or MMA in Las Vegas. Remember Oscar De La Hoya? 2 days before he fought Bernard Hopkins back in the 90s or 2001. Well, somewhere around there. Anyway, he cut his hand 2 days before the fight. They cut his hand. They took a pair of scissors, cutting off his hand wraps, and they cut a bunch of big hunk of meat out of between his ring finger and his middle finger on one of his hands. So, in other words, he shouldn't have been boxing 2 days later, right? I mean, you're going to fight. You're going to close your hand. And no, they stitched it up, shot him up with some Novocaine, and said, go ahead and fight. They didn't even announce it. Nevada State Athletic Commission didn't even announce it at the time. Listen, the show must go on. Much like when Mike Tyson bit Evander Holyfield. He bit him the first time. What happened? Mark Ratner, my buddy, Rat Man, call him what you want, but former Nevada City Athletic Commissioner, now a vice president with the UFC, he got into the ring and sort of convinced referee Mills Lane not to disqualify Mike Tyson after biting him on the ear the first time. Wait, hold on. He just bit him on the ear, bit a chunk of his ear off and spit it in the ring. What do you mean? Am I supposed to wait for another time? This is how Mark put it to him. Do you really want to disqualify him, Mills? I mean, when you get an answer like that, you sort of know where to go with that, okay, if you're a company guy. Mills was a company guy. I thought he made a bad decision, but he went with it. And, of course, he allowed Tyson back in the fight. And what did he do? He bit Holyfield again. So, speaking of Holyfield and Tyson, somebody sent me an Instagram cartoon or some little animation, this and that. I think it was a video, where Tyson's knocking on Evander Holyfield's door and giving him back a piece of his ear. I thought that was pretty cute. In fact, you can dig it up on the internet, send it to me. I thought that was pretty cool. Anyway, back to the UFC card at hand. Tony Ferguson, a monster, no doubt about it. The former interim champion at 155. Of course, tore his knee apart about 6 months ago. And the knee injury was so bad that when I looked it up, people said to me, and I talked to doctors, I said, yeah, he won't be fighting no time before 2020. Really? Well, he was fighting 6 months later. Here is the victorious Tony Ferguson.
I was such a crazy mixed emotion. I couldn't even tell. It wasn't even crying. It wasn't even laughing. It was like all of the above. I don't want to bore you guys with my speeches or anything today. I left it all in the cage. I really did. It's been a long, long year for me. You guys have no idea the stuff that I went through. I think you guys have seen a little bit, but tonight I went in there and I did it lyrically. So you guys saw me in there fighting my heart out.
I know you were confident in your healing and the surgery and everything, but when he comes out and just kicks your leg right off the start of the fight, was there even a moment of hesitation or a second where you paused or anything along those lines?
No, I smiled. And as soon as I smiled, he smiled back. I think that was the one, the pinnacle of the moment where we decided that we were going to have fun in there and we were just going to let it all go. He had no answers for my inside leg kicks. He was blocking a lot of my punches and he was bunched up. This camp, we utilized baseball. Baseball was one of the things in my camp that I had was the Sandlot. So we were throwing fast pitches at him, and he was blocking. So I had to throw a couple change-ups, and I was missing a little bit. So I had to throw some curveballs at him. I had to get him to start swinging a little bit to open himself up. And once I did, his conditioning was checked. I made him quit.
You definitely got hurt for a second. Can you tell us kind of what you remember about that and what was going through your mind as you battled back?
I wouldn't call it hurt. Check this out. I don't spar. I haven't sparred in probably about 4 or 5 years. Yeah. Check that out. Okay. I have a good group of people that I rely on that we really do coach me and they drill me. And I have to rely on my own methodology of just my training from previous sports. When I do that, you don't want to take too many hits to the head or to the body anymore in sparring. You don't need to do that, especially at this high level where I'm at. I'm the champ. You guys realize that, right? I've been the champ. I am the champ. You have these two knuckleheads over there making this sport look bad. So when I had that media scrum over there and I yelled at all you guys straight up, I am the champ. I don't have a belt up here. I don't need to have a belt up here to be the champ. So if you guys want to feed that, go ahead. Put that in your pocket and take it with you. But what I'm doing here is cleaning up the sport. This is an Olympic level type of sport, and it needs to be cleaned up. I've been training like an Olympian. I've tucked so many different things out of my life that I didn't need anymore, and I just felt lifted. So awesome. Such a great feeling.
Well, and you mentioned the main event. It seemed like you would be in line for the winner. I mean, that would be the fight that makes sense. After what you just saw, help us understand what should come next. I mean, there's people saying Khabib should be stripped for his actions. There's other people saying, put a rematch together because it'll sell millions on pay-per-view. Give us an idea of what you saw, what you thought of it, and what it should mean for you.
Khabib and I deserve to fight. We need to fight for the fifth time. We need to try this out again. He is the champ. I was the intern champ. I'm still the fucking champ. There's no BS in this. Conor does not want to fight me. I saw him when we were walking out to the weigh-ins. He walked up, he did his strut. I turned around and he stopped. He looked like a deer in headlights. Nobody wants to be trapped inside that cage with me. They don't want to get cut by my elbows. They don't want to get hit by any of my kicks, and they don't want their conditioning checked by me. I'm a different animal than these guys. They want to be animals inside there? I'm the dog catcher, guys. All right? I got a noose for them.
This guy trained 6 hours at it in a row. I'm serious. We're talking sparring, not sparring, but running around the gym doing all the crazy things he does. He's got all these unconventional modes of training. Of course, I did a lot of that crazy stuff. I used to box underwater. People used to laugh at me. Yeah,
I never got tired, though. See, that was the point. As I was boxing underwater, people were laughing. They were. People used to laugh at me at the swimming pool. What's that guy doing over there? Oh, punchy boxing, this and that. Well, baby, I'm getting myself together. I learned that from the greatest. Muhammad Ali did the same thing as far as increasing his hand speed and the resistance. Because, you know, they've got all these resistant bands now. You see Canelo and all these guys and Gennady Golovkin training with these resistant bands. Well, guess what? We didn't have resistant bands back then. We had water, and we used good old H2O. You are tuned to Ring Talk, live worldwide. Take that back, the MMA Hour, of course, live here on the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Open phone lines around the planet, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. The guilt-free, no-commitment text line. I'll go to the text after the break, 415-275-1613. That's the text line, once again, 415-275-1613. I told you, I'm off to Panama, and then, of course, probably going to spend some time in South America. I'm going to spend a few days, I think, in Cali, Colombia. Cali or Medellin or Bogota, but Cali is my number one preference. Why? My dog died 4 weeks ago today, and I still haven't gotten over it, folks. I'm like a widow, a widower. I kid you not. It's like an unbelievable relationship between myself and the dog. I didn't realize it, but we spent like the better part of 24 hours a day for 12 years together, so it's a little tough. Hey, you're hearing the inner side of me. You are tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast. Now, we're talking mixed martial arts. We'll bring in Johnny Signorelli after the break. You are tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
You're listening to the MMA Hour.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Call the CPAP hotline now. 800-430-4234. 800-430-4234. That's 800-430-4234. Copays and deductibles apply. Supplies are replaced in accordance with Medicare guidelines.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Now, more of the MMA Hour with Pedro Fernandez.
You know, let me give you a little tip about radio. You never want to eat anything until you're about to go back on the air. I mean, you get peanuts or something like that. You don't touch it. The entire commercial break is like 3 minutes long, right? So for 2 minutes and 40 seconds, you're like running around doing this, doing that, right? And then you like try to pop some candy in your mouth. It just doesn't work. 35 years, you think I would know that by now. You are tuned to the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We're talking mixed martial arts coach. Boxing is a big part of mixed martial arts, probably the premier MMA exercise. DAZN, of course, DAZN, it's D-A-Z-N. It's a new app happening. They've got Billy Joe Sanders slated to meet Demetrius Andrade for the WBO middleweight title. And Johnny Signorella, I've got to ask you, is Billy Joe Sanders clear to fight?
So far, so good. Saturday, October 20th for the 160 WBO strap. As of right now, the fight's still going on. I'm surprised, Pete.
Well, I haven't heard from anything from the WBO at all. I'll probably reach out to them this week on the that regards. But he tested positive for an anabolic steroid?
Yes, and the week before that, he was messing with some hooker and offering her crack in exchange for sex. So this guy's a loose cannon, bro.
Johnny, I have to disagree with you in one regards. I do believe in transactional sex. In other words... if somebody wants to pay you for your body, if somebody wants to pay you for your body, go for it.
Here we go. I couldn't agree more, man. It's your body. You should be able to do whatever you want to do.
Okay. So the Saunders fight is on. Saunders undefeated. He's a gypsy. He's just like Tyson Fury is a gypsy, of course. That means they live in cars and travel around Europe and things like that. Doesn't Tyson Fury, doesn't he have a house for real? Do you know, does he really live in a mobile home?
No, he lives in a nice home. I follow him on Instagram. I see him in his house. You know, it looks like it would be his house, you know, posting videos, looking like he's having a good time. I'm sure he likes to go on the road every once in a while and travel. That's part of his nature. Obviously, he has no problem coming to America to fight. Look at the press tour with Deontay Wilder. They hit three cities in two countries over 3 days. So, I mean, he's a guy that likes to move around, but I believe he does have a nice home, Pedro.
In the old days, we have press tours that lasted 7 to 10 days, man. We take the guys all around the country. I mean, Duran and Hearns would be here. Leonard and Duran would be here. Hagler came to town. Ali came to town several times. Of course, everybody came to town, primarily San Francisco, because we had such a great boxing writer back then, Jack Fisk, the Hall of Fame writer, of course, born Jacob Finkelstein back in 1917. Passed away in 2006, but he was the Chronicle writer for over 40 years, born in the Bronx, and, of course, now a Hall of Fame member in both the International Boxing Hall of Fame and the World Boxing Hall of Fame out here in California. But what I'm leading to is that they came out here solely because that one guy ran the column here. In fact, Jack Fisk's column was like the Bible of boxing. Forget Ring Magazine. It was Jack Fisk's Tuesday and Saturday column. I know you're a little too young for that, Johnny Sig, but... everybody in Vegas, Bob Arum, everybody lived off Jack Fisk's column.
I have heard of him, and that's an amazing time right there. You know, that's great, and I wish we had more of that to this day. And as far as press tours go, if Fury and Wilder had done more press together, they would have ended up canceling the fight because eventually they would have started throwing hands at each other. They were getting really, really sick of each other towards the end of that.
Okay, well, that's good. And you don't want that. Obviously, what happened last night was unfortunate as far as the UFC was concerned. We'll get into that a little bit more later. As I'm looking at the upcoming schedule, Estrella TV, is that a television network or is that an app?
Estrella TV, I believe, is a Latin Spanish network, similar to a Telemundo, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay, 10 p.m. Eastern time, 7 o'clock Pacific, October the 12th. Ferdinand Carabayan taking on Rolando Medeville in a super welterweight. About the 13th, ESPN's coming back. Of course, ESPN and ESPN Plus, you have that app that you suckered me into buying. ESPN at 10:30 Eastern Time, 7:30 Pacific Time, Terrence Crawford taking on Jose Benavidez for the WBO welterweight title. Now, Crawford fighting at 147. Unproven commodity at 147, Terrence Crawford?
Kind of, sort of. I mean, we know he's great. at the weight at 147, we need to see more. The Jeff Horn fight wasn't enough. We'll get a good look here, I believe. You know, Jose Benavidez, good fighter, also unbeaten. Last just blasted out Frank Rojas in round one. You know, I don't think Benavidez, who, by the way, is a brother of David Benavidez, I don't think Jose gets past him, but I think it would be a good test for Terrence Crawford. I think this one's going to go some rounds, P. I don't see it as a blowout.
Shouldn't Australia's Horn be arrested for impersonating a top five contender?
It's a great question. I agree. He got lucky on that decision against Pacquiao.
Well, I mean,
he fought a good fight. Respect, but, you know.
I met the guy a couple times. I mean, he's a nice guy. I met him with Jeff Fenwick one time, and Jeff Fenwick, of course, the Australian icon, the champion in 1-2, maybe 3 division. Take that, 118, 122, 126, I believe. Of course, Jeff Fenwick, the Australian icon. But I don't know. Anyway, we'll change subjects for a second. What about this upcoming World Boxing Super Series? How come that only airs in Europe? Why haven't no American television entities taken that up?
Well, DAZN signed it for this new season 2 that's coming up, which has 3 weight classes, which I think is a little too much, and they're reprising the cruiserweight one that our boy Usyk just won. So, like, why are you doing that necessarily? But last year what killed it was the fact that there was no U.S. TV, and the cruiserweight tournament, Pedro, was sensational. It was, you know, fantastic, and we got, you know, a star emerged in Alexander Usyk, who's going to fight Tony Bellew in November. But right now you could get that on DAZN, and here we go. I'm going to talk you into another app. For $9.95 a month, you could get DAZN and watch that tournament. Now, if you had canceled HBO like I did, which I was paying $15 a month for, if you pay for ESPN Plus and DAZN, that's $15. And you get at least 2 cards a week with these apps separately. So that's worth $15 if you're a boxing fan. And they also have Bellator MMA on DAZN.
True. I mean, and then, you know what? You got a good point there. So we're talking $15 a month to be a boxing fan.
Mm-hmm.
That's not bad. I mean, that's what we're paying for HBO.
100. And ESPN Plus also has other sports like baseball, football, whatever. And DAZN is doing soccer, which I'm not a fan of. But, hey, whatever. I'm sure a lot of people are in the world. Obviously, it's a popular sport. And, like I said, they're doing Bellator. And they had a nice Bellator, I believe, a week ago. So, and I know they're going after other sports. So this is definitely the future. Don't get it twisted, though. Showtime definitely will be in the mix. They are going to spend a lot of money on boxing to keep up. They don't want to go anywhere.
You alluded to Bob Arum and Al Haymon sharing the same bed together. Are you serious?
Yeah. I'm hearing a lot of things, and I've listened to a lot of interviews, people that speak on behalf of the mysterious Al Haymon, and Bob Arum himself are indicating that they definitely want to do deals together. And I think that's a great thing because we have so much talent right now, and for them to do what they used to do in yesteryear, the golden era, the golden days, if you will, you know, is put the best against the best, regardless of the promoter. If 2 fighters want to fight, they will fight, and hopefully these guys will allow that voice to be heard by the fighters and the fans and make those fights happen.
Okay. You know, back to making fights happen. The Mayweather-Pacquiao fight didn't happen for a long time because Manny Pacquiao wouldn't come to the dance and sign according to Floyd Mayweather. And, of course, when it finally did occur, you know, it wasn't much. I mean, if that's supposed to be boxing's super fight, that didn't work. Of course, the super fight before that, Oscar De La Hoya and Floyd Mayweather, that didn't work either. What's happening with these super fights? I mean, recently, super fights have come back alive. I mean, Canelo sort of brought the fire back to the super fights, but there for a while, super fights really weren't that super.
Yeah, I agree. And that's what's unfortunate about last night with McGregor. You know, and Khabib, that was a really good fight. And now it's being taken away by the aftermath, the controversy. Like I talked to you earlier about this, you know, off the air, is that very seldom do super fights, and this was a super fight in mixed martial arts, you know, does it deliver? I thought that was a very engaging fight between Conor and Khabib last night. Very intriguing, very tactical, a lot happening. And then unfortunately, now we got to talk about the controversy. Now in boxing, the last kind of super fight we had was Triple G and Canelo. That also delivered. But then people want to talk about, you know, not being able to do math. Let's remind them, you know, you win the first 6 rounds. All, you know, Canelo had to do was win one more round and he wins that fight. But it became controversial where it wasn't controversial. It was close. So hopefully we get a nice super fight. I don't care what sport it's in, you know, where we get a good fight.
You know, Johnny, you and I have participated in amateur boxing. I talked about this morning as well. If I had to do it all over again, I would have never let anybody ever hit me in the head in sparring. Never, never. In other words, it's been all body work and that kind of good stuff. Do you think I'm wrong in leaning towards that direction?
the minute you become an athlete, your body starts to debilitate itself. The minute you become a contact sports combat fighter, it's way worse. Every blow to the head is significant. You feel it over time. The residual effects are tough. And I heard Ferguson's interview earlier. He's smart not to spar too much. He's already learned his lessons. He knows the geography of the octagon, you know? So I think to limit sparring and the amount of times you take devastating blows to the head and body, because, folks, if you've never sparred before, sparring ain't light, man. We go in sparring. And sometimes there's stories and who said who about what. It's just the same as it is in the mainstream, okay? People know each other in the gym. So you have to be careful. Too much sparring could damage someone early.
HBO, is this their swan song? Daniel Jacobs versus Sergio, I can't even pronounce the last name. HBO, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, the 27th.
How many times do you think Jim Lampley's going to cry during that show, Pete?
What's he gonna? You mean cry any worse than his wife did when he tried to choke her to death?
Yeah, I set that one up. Anyhow,
let go, Jim Lampley. Let go, let go, man. I got you. Let go. And as the strength sapped out of his body, he let go.
Amazing. Yeah, this is it for HBO. It's a end of an era, and yeah, some of my fondest memories in boxing was, of course, watching HBO.
On the other side of the break, we'll hear some Ali, of course, Ali and Frazier rumbling. And, of course, after that, we'll bring back Johnny Signorelli. You're tuned to the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. The text line, text us, 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. You're tuned to the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Now, let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest-rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A-plus online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
iHeartRadio. An app so powerful, it holds 20 million songs from 450,000 artists. thousands of the best live radio stations, custom stations, and stations created just for you. It's anywhere and it's everywhere. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Now, more of the MMA Hour with Pedro Fernandez.
You see, you try to brush that stuff over on somebody's elbow. Man. You try to put that wig on everybody else besides yourself.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah, Roy.
Okay. We'll be back with round seven in a moment.
Sharp suits got on them.
Pretty good.
How old is?
About a year. About a year. I heard I was going to be on the TV with this attorney, said to dress like a lawyer.
Oh, yeah. Well, I thought it was a sports thing. I would come relaxing. I think that
you look good.
Relaxing, man. You know,
you don't explain why you dress like you are.
Well, that's good. You know, I'm a dresser.
You look good, Joe.
You feel good, too. That's where I feel like I should dress. For this kind of show, sportswear, you know.
That was the end of round seven, gentlemen, and we'll be back again in just a moment.
You can't do that no more.
We're going to buy him a ticket out of the country.
Oh, boy.
Sit down, man.
Sit down, Joe.
Why you think I'm meeting?
Sit down, Joe.
Huh?
Sit down quick.
Why you think I'm meeting?
Sir, the brothers
you
are here.
Doing this too?
No.
Sit down quick, Joe.
Well, we're having a scene, as you can see, and it's hard to tell whether it's clowning or for real between the two fighters. This kind of thing has been going on all along in terms of promotion of the fight, and this time it seems to be for real, because Joe Frazier is really angry. Muhammad called him ignorant, and he's really angry. I don't think this one is clowning at all. It's a bad and an ugly scene, and it's unfortunate, I think, that it's happened in the middle of showing a classic fight between two extraordinary athletes. I think that Ali is probably clowning, but there is no question in my mind that Joe Frazier is not clowning. They threw off their respective earpieces, microphones. Joe Frazier's watch came off. There was a wrestling bout on the floor, and we're really very sorry this happened. And there's no question about it. Joe Frazier is leaving the studio now, and he is deeply upset at Ali calling him ignorant. I'm sorry, Joe. I'm sorry,
Monday night,
but we're going to try and get this back, and we'll be back in just one moment.
Monday night, you be on time.
As you can see, one chair is now empty. Muhammad Ali is sitting next to me where Joe Frazier had been sitting, and Joe has left the studio in what was open anger, real anger, and there's no sense in disguising the fact.
I would say there was anger on his part, Howard. I'm not angry and still not angry. That's why I'm still here.
All right.
But a man shouldn't be that savage and illiterate to just jump up and stand over me and ball his fists up and as if though he's on a swing at me. I didn't know what he was going to do. I had to jump up to defend myself. But I'm not still angry at him. I don't think two black men should be on the television fussing and fighting and acting like savages. This man is, he speaks ignorant at times. He said, I went to the hospital. I went to the hospital to have my swollen jaw checked to make sure nothing had happened for 10 minutes. And I wasn't going to bring up him going to the hospital because it's true. He was so hurt, he went to the hospital for 1 month. And I don't think it would be a man for me to bring up you went to the hospital because it's not my intention to hurt nobody. But so this is why I say he's an ignorant man to show you how much he thinks. If I went to the hospital 1 month and he went for 10 minutes, I wouldn't say he went to the hospital because he might say I went to the hospital.
All right, you've had your say now. I want to recapture the situation for you viewers. We were showing round 10 when suddenly this difficult situation arose. Joe is not here. Muhammad, as I have noted, has just had his say. I am going to try and serve as devil's advocate to represent Joe here now because he's not here.
You have to be the devil
and
to
you
represent
can,
Joe.
You
have
can,
to be the devil.
I never mind the wisecracks, Muhammad.
That's true.
We're going to show round 10 again.
You
we're going to concentrate
you
on
use
this
the word
fight.
Devil.
And
so then you act the devil.
Let's limit our attention to this fight, and let's be absolutely fair in the absence of Joe Frazier. He's entitled to that regardless. Good luck to you. Once again, we want to express our regret at the fact that Joe Frazier left the studio. He felt he had every right to do so. We're sorry about the difficult situation that occurred,
and the slight skirmish that
occurred. But no hard feelings. We'll be buddies after I beat
him. Okay. That's our show today.
We'll be
Thank
good brothers.
Thank you very much.
Good black brothers.
See, that's the way fights used to take place. You know, guys had skirmishes in studios and post-fight, that kind of good stuff. This is guys rolling around. Both guys were dead serious last night. I mean, the Conor McGregor team came in there with a lot of hate, and the Khabib team came in there with a lot of hate. Of course, when you go after a guy's religion and you basically castrate his father in public and call him a coward and things like that, you're probably going to get not the greatest reaction to that. And, of course, this is the same guy, Conor McGregor, that threw a hand truck or a hand fork, whatever you want to call it, at a bus. It broke some glass. People got glass in their eyes, and there were some injuries involved. Of course, the criminal charges went away. The USC got to sweep that under the rug. Now, Khabib, not going to face any criminal charges, but he's definitely going to get suspended for a while. That being said, the USC, $4.2 billion. Johnny, when you look back at the fact that it sold for $4,200 million, is the USC a pink elephant, or is it worth that?
Well, here's what's up. Whenever anyone tries to sell something, and I know this about selling my business back in the day, you're getting rid of it for a reason. There might be profit there. You know, it might still be good. And I'm not trying to con anyone at the end of the day, but you're kind of letting it go for a reason. I think the UFC definitely has a life that they signed the deal with ESPN. I think they'll always be there. If they put on events like last night, they'll certainly be there. But is it worth that much money? I mean, didn't Disney just buy the Star Wars franchise for the same amount of money? I think Star Wars is much more of a lucrative investment than the UFC. I might have my numbers twisted, but I'm pretty sure it's in the same ballpark. That's a lot of money, bro.
Worth more than the Dallas Cowboys, the New York Yankees, the soccer teams in Europe. You know, I mean, I can go on and on, man. It's incredible. $4,200 million. And when you invest that kind of money, according to analysts that I've talked to, people that invest money for other people, that's the only way to do it. They say you expect a 25% return on your money in the first 2 years. There's no way they're getting a 25% return on that.
I don't see that happening. You know, they might get desperate and allow Khabib, you know, to fight immediately, you know, and get a super fight going. But I don't care how many super fights you have, you're not making that kind of money back. I mean, they had a great gate last night, but I mean, that's a huge amount of money. When you put it in terms of saying it's worth more than the New York Yankees, worth more than the Dallas Cowboys, man, that's a lot of coin, brother.
Outside of money, John Signorella, if you were Conor McGregor, outside of money, why would you get into the octagon again with Khabib?
I guess pride, you know.
Johnny, let me interrupt you for a second. You've just been smashed. You were dominated. It's like this guy almost ragdolled you. He was picking you up and throwing you around. Listen, if I was on the other end of that, I'd have been frightened.
Well, that's where I was going with this. He laid there. He sat there after he was choked out. He looked like a beaten-up child. You know what I'm saying? Like, he looked like someone with his tail in between his legs. He looked like he was broken, meaning Conor. And Khabib was yelling at him, and Conor didn't even want to give him any eye contact, you know? So I think, you know, in all honesty, Conor says he wants a rematch. But I think in all honesty, at the end of the day, he's got to know in the back of his head, this guy's going to beat him 10 out of 10 times. And it's going to get worse every single time, I think. Because I think he's in his head now. Yeah,
it looks like Khabib's people sucker punched him or hit him from behind. Conor was clipped from behind or got hit in the body. Joe Rogan was saying, I didn't see it, but I heard all the stuff going on there. Did you see any of that?
I did see the footage, and it looks like Khabib's people went after Conor's people. I think maybe Conor's people instigated them and started talking smack after Khabib had choked out Conor. You know, and then Khabib threw his mouthpiece at them. Eventually he would, hop the fence. Other people came in the ring, and unfortunately they sucker punched Conor. Which I think is a classless thing to do. Very, very distasteful.
October 27, Johnny Signorella, ESPN Plus. I guess it's going to be announced at time. TBA. Kubrat Pulev, the European, I forget where he's from, taking on Huey Fury. Can Huey Fury fight?
Not really. I don't get too excited watching this guy fight. I mean, he's one of the guys that will be there in conversation for a minute, at least until maybe Pulev takes him out, which I think Pulev's the better fighter. I think Pulev will be there and maybe take on the Millers and the Konakis and the cats like that at heavyweight. But I really don't think too much of Huey Fury, Pete. I really don't.
Okay, the same day, October 27th, DAZN is going with Regis Prograis. Tell me about this guy taking on Terry Flanagan. I know Flanagan is a former WBO champion, but Regis, is he that monster?
Yeah, Regis Prograis is good, man. That fight's going to pop off in New Orleans, which I think is great. they're bringing boxing over there. You know, it's a good fight at 140 pounds. And I love that division because you have Jose Ramirez there, Antonio Orozco, Maurice Hooker, Alexito Sosedo. I mean, it goes on and on and on. And I think he is the top of the food chain. And I'm looking forward to watching this kid box.
Big move up in weight from 135 to 140. I mean, I'm just telling you, the guys are just different size bodies.
Yeah, different frame men. Absolutely. I agree.
Okay, that's the WBC interim super lightweight title, 140, and the the World Boxing Super Series quarterfinal. Now, a guy I'm going to have a problem with his name, Ivan Barachinik, taking on Anthony Yegit. Boy, this would be great for a ring announcer. Of course, the IBF junior welterweight title. Hey, listen, I was a ring announcer one time, and I blew Devero Williamson. I blew his name. I call him Deveril on ESPN. And I saw the look in his face, and I knew right away that I blew the name. You know what I'm saying?
We're in a world sport, and we have you know, tough names to pronounce. I mean, look at Sergey Deverinchenko, who's taking on Danny Jacobs. That's a tough name to roll off the tongue, bro.
That's why That's why I didn't say it. I allowed you to do that. Now, Danny Jacobs, of course, the New York boy, the guy that went the route with Gennady Golovkin, basically was the first guy to go the route with him in a title fight. Where's Jacobs at now in the middleweight division? Is he the best American?
I think so. Yeah, I think he's definitely up there. Deverinchenko is a good fighter, unbeaten, but untested. We don't really know much about him. We see what we get. We also have Jermell Charlo, who's there at 160, and there are talks of him facing Triple G. Interesting, okay? I'd like to see that because it shows me where Jermell Charlo is at among this 160-pound, very solid division. Anything over 135 right now in boxing, in my opinion, is fire.
Well, you know, Golovkin, he was a monster, knocking everybody out, throwing those punches with bad intentions. He wasn't throwing punches with bad intentions against Danny Jacobs, and he wasn't throwing bad punches with really those evil intentions and evil results with Canelo Alvarez. Did he lose his punching power somewhere?
Better boxers, too. I don't think he lost his punching power. I think he lost his ability to plant his feet and go down to the body and take risks. Like we always say, this is a gamble, you know, and he just seems much more apprehensive against guys of that stature to plant the feet and let the bombs go.
Johnny Signorella's talking boxing, folks. Free agency, of course, that's a big name, big aspect in boxing, a big move in boxing. Now, Canelo's a free agent. What does that mean, free agent? Is he going from promoter to promoter, or is that from network to network?
Networks. They're still with the same promoter. Triple G's looking for a home. I think ESPN's going to get him, and I think Canelo, who's also a free agent, is going to go to Showtime. Danny Jacobs has definitely ended up on DAZN, because he's promoted by Eddie Hearn, and Eddie Hearn is in bed with that network DAZN. So that's where they're going.
About a minute and a half before the hard break at 54. Tell me about Eddie Hearn. I mean, I've met him a few times. What's your impression of him as a boxing writer?
Well, I think that he's trying to bring a lot of content to the sport. I think his intentions are good. Obviously, he wants to make money, does Eddie Hearn. His father was a promoter. I think he's a very good promoter. Look what he's done in the UK. It's a party. It's a celebration every single time they fight. If he could bring a quarter of that to America, man, that would be one hell of a success.
Incredible. Johnny, tell me about this YouTube page you set up.
YouTube, Ring Talk Worldwide. Search it. I want to give a shout-out to my girlfriend, Stephanie, for helping us out. I love you, baby, so much. But, yes, type in, search, Ring Talk Worldwide. You can check out all of our shows and more.
Hey, you know you hit the lottery with the old lady, right?
Thank you, Pete. I know that, my friend.
Tell her I said that. Much love, man.
I will, Pedro. Thank you so much. Have a great Sunday, everybody.
The great, the incomparable John Signorella on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
You're listening to the MMA Hour.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Check it. About to wrap things up here, of course, another two-hour edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, a production of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We come to each and every Saturday and Sunday, Saturday for an hour at 11 a.m. Pacific time. We talk both boxing and MMA. Of course, we come back with the Sunday edition, the two-hour show, an hour of boxing and an hour of MMA. We sort of mix the two together. Bottom line is 2 hours on Sunday, 1 hour on Saturday. Ring Talk Live Worldwide airs at sportsbyline.com or check us out on our Facebook page. That's right. Go to Facebook, enter Ring Talk, and you can see where the page is all about. Talk about Johnny Signorelli and all that good work he's doing at youtube.com. I want to thank my guest today, of course, John Signorelli, and I want to thank, you know, the fact that I'm able to dig into the vault and bring a clip of Muhammad Ali to each every week, maybe one or two clips, because, you know, he wasn't just an athlete. He was truly an icon. He truly changed the world. I traveled the world with this man. You would not believe, I told you a story many, many times. We stopped a train in the middle of China where they had no radio, no television. There were no electrical wires going into the houses. They were, you know, using outhouses to go to the bathroom and things like that. They had no teeth. I kid you not, these Chinese people had no teeth, but yet they knew who he was. So, what can I say? He's touched all kinds of people's lives, and I hope to bring you the magic of Ali week in and week out here on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Well, then, I want to thank my incredible producer. Yeah, sometimes he's a turd, but the bottom line is nobody's better than the great Scott Cuddy. Nobody even touches him. Until next week, keep those hands up, keep those chin down. But don't forget, folks, Ring Talk Live Worldwide is not the only show I do here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. That's right. Of course, I got the Taco Man Audio Magazine airing Saturday nights at 10 p.m. Pacific time. That's a show of just, it's a lot, a whole lot of fun. I have a whole lot of fun there. And I get to play my alter ego, Johnny Taco, my former stand-up comedian name. And then, of course, there's No Holds Barred at 5 p.m. Pacific time. That's 8 p.m. Eastern time right here on Sports Byline each and every Sunday. Of course, I get to talk a little pro wrestling with Dr. Mike Leno, the Albert Einstein of pro wrestling. And, of course, man, we do the MMA hour as well. Of course, that's the radio schedule all on Sports Byline. I am a production of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. So next time, I know you could be doing a million things in the world right now, but you listen to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, and I thank you from the bottom of my heart. 'Cause I love-